Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within an evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living by cultivating the mind of a scientist. You are being able to extract the very best the 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Neural Redesign Program and much, much more with your host, physician, surgeon, microbiologist, preventative medicine, hygiene physician, and surgeon general, Dr. Jewel Pooper.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, yes, I am alive. And I am excited to be alive speaking with you. You know, I'm an immortal, so how can I be anything else but alive? It's just that are we meeting in the proper nexus space at the proper time for us to be able to transmit high-frequency vibrations of knowledge and wisdom and, most of all, love and life together. Yes, I am here. And we are excited to talk about the fact that we are moving forward with our agenda to talk about this serious problem that is really not getting much information through the main media. And that is the health and the existence of the Y chromosome. There's quite a bit of scientific information that is demonstrating that the Y chromosome is going through what? A mega global reset. So we're in the global reset now. Many of you know it from old religious teachings as Armageddon. Well, this is it. What is it scientifically? It is a 43,000-year-old transformation of everything that we've been able to detect and know about happening on planet Earth. Now, this is also perhaps happening in our other planets, but it's just been recent that we've been able to have an International Space Station. We have a couple of them. And the information that's being collected from the moon, it's being collected from Mars, also from our long-range telescopes, radio telescopes, they're giving us information all the time, but we don't know how to interpret that as to whether that has anything to do with this massive change that we are experiencing right now on planet Earth. So the global reset, we know that, as opposed to the universal reset or the cosmic reset, is a reality for us, and everything is changing. All the life forms are changing, known and unknown to us, and the ones that we know about are changing so rapidly. So we recognize that what appears to be the male human body, the female human body, has also gone through changes. If you look over the contours of the human body over decades of time, height has changed, shape and form has changed, function has changed. Can you imagine? We have people now that are flying through the air on pieces of wood known as skateboards, or not even skateboards, there's another name for them now, that they're able to go up and down, jump off mountains and all kinds of things now. This is a new phenomenon, which happened to do what? It required a different type of nervous system, a different type of brain, and the different use of the brain to be able to guide the body through space on a piece of wood for extended periods of time in severe inclines, okay, for severe periods of time. And so we're seeing more changes even deeper. The Y chromosome is changing, and there's a lot of different reasons why. Now, I'll be sharing with you about how the chromosome in general kind of works, especially the sex chromosomes that carry the sex chromatin. The female or X chromosome, XX chromosomes, are not changing as rapidly as far as severe changes, because they change basically primarily all the time. It's a process known as recombination. But the Y chromosome doesn't really have another chromosome to exchange with so rapidly. Its environment is rather isolated and static, and so it doesn't do that. And so it's more susceptible to undergoing change when it does change. And when it does change, it's a severe change, and that's what we're noticing. So please listen closely. Make sure you have your water. Make sure you are paying attention, et cetera. Be nice if you are, you know, looking at the sky, trees, watching some birds maybe, or just a really enchanting group of children or animals, just enjoying Mother Nature, and listen to this information about what's happening in your infrastructure being a human being. So I'll be back right after this word from our sponsors, and let's get into what's going on with the Y chromosome. Is it moving into extinction? I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the world nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Hi, if you're just tuning in, you're with me. This is me. I'm Dr. Jewel Live, and I'm so glad to be here. And we're talking about something that is not spoken about frequently, and it's a big problem for us to be concerned about. This is with the human species, the male and female avatar, and we're talking about the male avatar, and it looks like that's going to go through a lot of change if we're not understanding why the sex chromatin in the male avatar, known as the Y chromosome, does not stabilize itself, undergoing a tremendous amount of change, and it looks like it's deteriorating. It looks like it is having change that won't allow it to exist for a long period of time, and we're concerned. It's known as, this kind of perception is known as extinction. So let's take a look real quick and see what's just going on with what we call the X and Y chromosome, or the X and Y crossing. Now, most human cells contain 23 sets of chromosomes, including one pair of sex chromosomes. In women, this sex pair consists of two chromosomes, while men have one X and one Y chromosome. That's a gene within the Y chromosome which triggers the development in the embryo of male testes and the secretion of the male hormones. Now, there's a gene within the Y chromosome. Now, get this. This is important. A gene within the Y chromosome triggers the development in the embryo of male testes and causes the secretion of the production of the male hormones. Now, genetic deterioration of the Y chromosome has occurred because of, unlike with the two X chromosomes in women, there is very little swapping of genetic material, that is, not renewal, not refreshing and upgrading itself between the Y and the X chromosomes during reproduction. It doesn't happen. In the female body, during reproduction, the X chromosome pairs do a lot of swapping and sharing of their genetic contents during reproduction, and at a much, much lower rate just in their existence in the cell environment. Now, this means mutations and deletions in the Y chromosome are preserved between only male generations. So therefore, if another XY chromatin comes together in the process of an embryo with another XY, then that means that this is going to be a male. And those two Y chromosomes can swap information. But otherwise, there's no place and there's no mirror for the Y chromosome to do so. Now, check this out with the X. Now, the X is fine because in females, it gets to recombine with other X's, but the Y never gets the recombination over most of its entire length. Shutting down that recombination has left the Y chromosome vulnerable to all the degenerative factors. Now, it's very interesting because we have research that is now coming out of the science of evolutionary biology, and more universities are actually commenting on this, that there's a problem here where they're concerned about what's going to happen with the future of the Y chromosome. So they talk about the fact that the origins of the human social mind, while there might be some squabbling in academic circles about this, but this inability of the Y chromosome to really renew and update itself can definitely play a major factor in the social and psychological contributions and developments of the male avatar. Yeah, because of these deficiencies that very well can exist now, because the renewal rate of the Y chromosome has become quite constricted, can definitely demonstrate itself in the social, psychological attributes of the male, considering the production of testosterone, et cetera, is so critical in activating segments of the brain as well as leaving unstimulated areas of that same brain that are responsible for the perception as well as the function and attitude and motivation of the behavior that we call maleism. It's very, very interesting that this is a problem that's going on here. So the information that I was able to acquire here from London here, thank you BBC, talks about this implication of what we may be seeing in our near future. Now, it doesn't infer that perhaps this inability to renew and to nurture itself, the Y chromosome, has been a contribution for the expansion of what's been identified as self-attractions to or like-gender relationships to an extent where the gender only wants to remain with itself. Now, they use the term gay and a lot of other different terms over the centuries. This is not a new problem, but the number, the population of people that are exhibiting this kind of predilection for self, for all areas of their life, has increased astronomically, especially in gods who have male avatars. Interesting. So this is something to really think about, et cetera. And, you know, I've had periods of reflection where I just wondered what was happening with the brain neurologically as to why this differentiation was not occurring where the opposite sex would be more attracted to their opposite and then pursue and evolve the cultural psychological behavior patterns to allow that bonding to continue to take place. But this indicates now with this issue with the Y chromosome not being able to renew itself at the rate that the X chromosome can and does could be a factor that it's because of the loss of genetic information on the Y chromosome that is part of the response in the human who is animating a male avatar as to why they may not be able to respond to the XX dominant body or the female body to the extent relative to the past that was considered as a standard behavior pattern. Now, my words, I'm choosing them very, very specifically to indicate that this is also an aspect of science that really has to be recognized, considered, and investigated to see what can be done to make sure that the X as well as the Y chromosome is nurtured and is supported to evolve in balance so that our behavior pattern, our society as it develops, will be a balanced one, because we know that there is a problem if the bonding between XY and XX females and males don't occur. We recognize that the birth rate to obtain a human body here on planet Earth delivered through a female body is definitely going to significantly decrease, and we have that problem already. So my sponsors want to speak to you, and I'll be right back, and we're just going to explore this more. Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm back, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jewel Network, the Jewel Science News Broadcasting Company, and we're so glad and so appreciative that you're here. I'm Dr. Jewel Pookrum, founder and also your host for today of the Jewel Network, the Jewel Neuro Redesign Program. And the Neuro Redesign Program, you may have heard of it in the past. I'm sure you have. It's been around a long time. But it was known as the DJDP. And so the Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program was what we used in the past. But we have to evolve. We are cultivating ourselves for our present future. And we have always wanted to tell you that what our program does, it redesigns the human brain and its nervous system, peripheral nervous system, as well as it allows in ways that we are definitely still researching the evolution of the emotional body, how the mental body basically functions, and the quality of thoughts. It's almost like frequencies that are being able to be generated and translated by the human brain are of a different magnitude and quality that everyone who goes on this JNR program is astounded at the changes that happen to them intellectually, emotionally, and their capacity to have greater impact, greater power, greater activities to create in their everyday environment. amazing. And how we do it? We do it with the application of the universal language that controls all of mass on this planet, and that is shape power, which has been mislabeled, has been relabeled, okay, by the more recent cultures, Greeks and Romans, as geometry. So the original name for geometry is shape power. That's how Mother Nature knows it. And with, again, the renaming of shape power by the Roman and Greek scientists to be labeled as geometry is the present knowledge of this awesome, awesome force. Geometry is a force that has incredible capabilities and powers to capture and to form and to stabilize the quantum particles of our cosmos known as the light frequency or the electromagnetic frequency, especially in what we call the third dimension, the visual light frequency, the VL. Amazing, isn't it? And it's because of this force known as shape power, anciently, recently known as geometry, you're able to build, shape, animate any form of matter on this planet. Yes, you can. That's amazing. I looked at a program yesterday, and they were showing the robots. I think it was on 2020. And it was a great presentation of what's now available for robots to do. And they have the animal robots that, you know, walk like animals and have that kind of behavior pattern interaction with each other as well as with humans, and how these robots have taken on many of the traits of the humans. Now, you have to understand, this is all electrical, copper wire, graphene, certain plastics, etc., but through mathematics applied to the use of light energy in the electromagnetic spectrum, the EMS, we're able to make this plastic and these wires and metals do all kind of things. So these robots, able to hop like rabbits, walk like dogs, and most of all, they were doing the mashed potatoes, okay, the pelvic rock and a few other dances, and was able to do it better than many, many, many people. I was surprised how they were able to contour and move that energy through these wires, you understand, and circuits of plastic and graphene in a magnetic field, electromagnetic field, to produce the smooth articulation of plastic in mass through space. They were dancing so beautifully. And I'm like, look at how we have grown in the use of our brain. We have evolved it. We've upgraded it. That there's a few of us that can write mathematical programs, codes, to be able to program energy to move through wire and plastic to be able to emulate our own natural capabilities. You have to understand that all these robots are just taking on the qualities that we impart to the plastic, to the metal, on an electromagnetic light impulse beam to emulate ourselves. That's all we're doing always in our lives, is emulating human capability. Understand that. This is why this is a wonderful time here as we're going through the mega global reset, because you have to understand that your perception of yourself as well as everything else around you is shifting. It is demanding that shift. And if your brain isn't upgraded, if it has not evolved to be able to use what? More of itself, to grow more of itself, integrate and communicate with more of itself through that fabulous magical cell known as the neuron, you're not going to be able to adjust. You're not going to be able to accommodate change and to accept change as an opportunity as opposed to a stress, as opposed to a threat. And therefore, you're not going to be able to be comfortable to get through this period of significant adaptation, and it's going to burn your body out, literally, without the proper nervous system that will allow you to conduct the thoughts and the energy that you are observing and that your tissues are processing so that the tissues can know that they're safe, that they're loved, and that most of all, they can adapt and adapt as the master of the environment. See, this is one of the things that you've got to understand. Without an upgraded brain, without an upgraded nervous system, your capacity to feel as though you are the master intelligence on this planet is what really brings about havoc and really deteriorates the cells in your body. Why? Because the cells are programmed to know that you're the top being, the top life form on planet Earth. And therefore, when you don't perceive that of yourself, when you consciously can't think like that, and when you then consciously cannot exhibit this level of superiority on the planet, the cells of your body literally go into a shock, because they're all programmed to know that you're the top being. And so now we have to look at our language, and now we have to look at the inference of what these words carry in our language that is really not true for ourselves and can bring harm to each other because the meaning of the words are inappropriate. So when I say that you're the top being, I'm saying that to you, that you are the life force on this planet animating a physical body that can take and transform any form of mass, even another human, and basically produce a new evolved, pleasurable, and balanced state of existence. Yeah, you can do that. And you do that, but also, too, with the limitation of the nervous system, the lack of the brain and the nervous system to evolve and integrate with the environment, you will use your capabilities to infringe on life forms that are not as intelligent and capable as you, as well as other humans, and therefore we have a situation where we have one human who's a reflection of planet Earth at its highest form. Our solar system, et cetera, begin to impart frequencies from their origin, their body, to others that now lowers their frequency, lowers their incapacity to integrate with their environment, and that is known as abuse, it's known as suffering, and it's known as severe discomfort. Discomfort, suffering, and abuse is administered to self as well as to others through this lack of understanding about self and the powers and the capabilities that each human has within themselves to bring about balance within themselves as well as with others. Now, I want you to follow me here because this is an intense subject that we're talking about today. Why is the Y chromosome becoming extinct? And so, again, the highest evolved life form on the planet being the human being, which literally is a force field, a soul that is inhabiting a three-dimensional avatar or body. Right, so you actually come and get this body, right? Okay, you're saying, what is she saying, right? Okay, well, yeah, I'm saying right to you because that's why there's a connection, okay, between the mother's consciousness, her bloodstream, okay, that those high frequencies are passing through this wonderful organ known as a placenta attached to the actual core organ in her beingness, pass through on the waters, okay, known as the bloodstream, okay, through a cord, a canal, that then now infuses your body until you are able to allow that body to mature to the extent that it can now move from existing in just a water state with an infusion of nutrients until it actually can inhale air, can begin to consume liquid on its own, okay, through its digestive system, and be able to some extent, be able to have ambulation in this third dimension on its own without being carried in a uterus. And when that happens, it's already determined in the maturity of the cells, chemically, well, functionally, et cetera, and the birth process ensues. Yeah, it's awesome. Now, you have to understand that in that little body of yours as an embryo, those cells, each one of them had so much information in it about your past, about your present, and your future. And therefore, one of the interesting things with the sex chromatins, the X and the Y chromosomes, they have specific information on them that is unique and different from the other chromosomes that allows them to continuously have a present, significant electromagnetic charge or frequency that is radiated and emanated out of their body. So we know for a fact that the type of hormones that the female body produces is called testosterone, excuse me, it's estrogen, and a variation of that hormone, okay, 4 to 5 different types, as well as the male body, which is dominated with a Y chromosome activity that produces specific amounts of hormones that makes the body function and usually look differently. And this is what we're talking about. There's something not happening here with the Y chromosome on a continuous basis that allows it to remain dominant with its hormonal secretion being dominant in that body, as well as just its overall influence. So, again, my sponsors want to talk to you, and I'm going to come right back, and we're going to talk more about that. I'll be right back after this message.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within an evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living by cultivating the mind of a scientist. You are being able to extract the very best the 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Neural Redesign Program and much, much more with your host, physician, surgeon, microbiologist, preventative medicine, hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pope.
Okay. Hi. You're listening to the Jewel Science News Network on the Jewel Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, specialist in neuro redesign and emotional body medicine. Yes, we are. So we'll talk about that a little later, but I want to get back into this business with the chromosomes here. You know, I don't know how many more shows I will do on that, but it needs to have quite a few, because I'm very concerned about the gods that are animating male bodies, and that shows that the Y chromosome is the dominant sex chromosome that is controlling the major production of hormones that the cells are aligned to exhibit the capabilities of what those enzymes and hormones will stimulate in their genetic library. So I'm looking at this picture here, and it's really interesting because it shows the chromosomes. I'm looking at them through a microscope, a photograph of the Y chromosomes in a suspension. And so it's very much 3D photograph, et cetera, and it's high exposure or magnification of the Y chromosome. And it's interesting. They look like jacks. Literally, they look like kind of three-leg jacks that you would play the game with, you know, made out of metal. Except these are black, which is correct because every chromosome is covered with a pigment known as melanin. It has to have it because that pigment is the physical manifestation of light. Right. What we think is light, when all of the wavelengths of light come together, they form what the brain says is black color. And I am offering the fact that why the brain says that all of this energy, these different wavelengths of energy, when they come together, appears to be black, is because it's so intense, so full of light, that literally you cannot see all of the light at one time. So it appears to be black without color, but reflecting all the color. If you actually then go into it and then begin to refract it, you'll see every color is there, many, many more colors. So anyway, here we are. We have these jacks with just three legs, and they also have a rough surface. And these rough surfaces, I guess, would represent the genes on their alleles. Okay, allele is another packaging of tissue that carries more genes, but specific genes, and they have this contour. So it's very interesting. So it kind of looks like pretzels with a rough coating on top that are dipped in dark chocolate. And that's how this Y chromosome looks in this picture. So I'm looking at this picture, and I'm like, okay, Y chromosome, you have a lot of information on your surface and your library, et cetera, but not as much as the X chromosome. And so this specificity of the quality of information that is being carried on and within the Y chromosome is diminishing more. It's diminishing more. And so the key is, why is that happening? And you know, there's been many reasons that have been posed, et cetera, but I have not seen this reason yet, and so I'm going to offer it. I offer the fact that this attitude that is being emphasized here, especially in the Western world, through the exhibition of males being competitive with each other, competition of the male having the attitude and exerting his energy in such a way that he has to be the controlling energy in a interaction, even with the interaction with himself, okay? No other people around, but even within himself, he has this energy that motivates him to do more, okay? To be more assertive and aggressive in wanting to do more and to be persistent in doing more. And this doing more, okay, is now being promoted as a male paradigm that how males are to work. It used to be really severe where we used to have males that were so aligned with being the dominant factor in the environment, the dominant factor with other males as well as definitely with females, that they restricted themselves tremendously to do that. And so therefore, tasks were assigned to be non-important or insignificant, and that these were tasks that only the male should do, and those tasks gave more power and more control over other people. So a very good example, the breadwinner, released and prophesized that it's the male who's supposed to be the, quote, breadwinner, unquote, in the family, and that if he basically is not a, quote, good breadwinner, unquote, then he's a failure. Now, here we have a family, all adults, okay, male and female, et cetera, but he has been assigned the fact that he's supposed to go out and totally take care of all the other adults. By him doing that, that shows that he has more power, that he basically has more capability, and therefore more privileges should be bestowed upon him because this is how he's been programmed to think. These are programs, not to hear me, these are conditioned programs in the mental realm of avatars activated by gods who have male genitalia. And I say that to you that way because scientifically, that's a fact. But now, scientifically, do we know that it is a standard, a mandatory scientific standard that if you have a penis with testicles, that your estrogen, excuse me, your testosterone level is higher. That has promoted you to have usually more muscle mass, denser bone, to be more taller, etc. That you're supposed to be the controlling being in that space that you're occupying. So whether it's just you in that space or it's you and other women or other men or the children, that the men are supposed to control the space. That has nothing to do with the actual truth of how space should be occupied relative to a group of humans or even to a human on his own merit. Listen to what I'm telling you because I'm getting ready to take you further up the road on this because we're talking about chemistry now. And what does this chemistry that is definitely promoted and promoted by the Y chromosome produce in the avatars of males and also seems to stimulate a certain type of behavior? But is this certain type of behavior due primarily toward conditioning, where ideas, as well as examples, as well as icons, et cetera, have been put into the environment to stimulate the brain, as well as thought patterns that will promote the tissues of the body to execute and behave in a certain manner? What would happen if we change those icons? what would happen if we change the colors? What would happen if we change the implication of what those icons represent? And would we get the present behavior pattern from men in our modern day society? And the answer is no, you would not get this pattern of aggression, as they call it, bullying, aggression, domination, oppression, and this aggression against bodies, especially male bodies. Would we really see that kind of behavior? And I'm telling you, the answer is no. I'll be right back after this message, and we'll go a little further into this also. Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm back, and thank you for hanging in there with me. I don't have much time left, and we've really been talking very, very focused and strategically about what is happening with the Y chromosome and literally maleism. Now, let me just give you a little more information here. This testosterone that is stimulated by having a predominant X chromosome, sex chromatin, a special part of the gene library that is dominated with X and Y combination, produces this hormone, the composite of hormones that are produced. But it's just been identified overall that this testosterone that is produced by the stimulation, or should I say the presence, and then the stimulation of the tissues by this Y chromosome produces a predominance of this hormone, which has its what I call cousins, and therefore provokes, with the environment being controlled and manipulated, a behavior pattern that has been labeled as male versus one that has been labeled as female habits. Now, this testosterone produces a magnetic field that we call electric. Electricity is a wavelength of the electromagnetic spectrum, just like magnetism is, just like infrared, ultraviolet, okay? All of these are frequencies within the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, this testosterone is a superior conductor of what? The electric wavelength, electricity, the electric wavelength in the electromagnetic spectrum. And this wavelength of energy, electricity, has some very interesting qualities. So I'll just give you four of them so you can just think about it. First quality that electricity always exemplifies in the third dimension is separation. It doesn't blend in with other forces. It separates them. Secondly, it also provokes action or movement. Thirdly, creates form. So if you've exposed something to a electric field, depending upon how you move that field, et cetera, it will basically create a form in the field that you are projecting this electricity upon. So I say it's simply that electricity is responsible for shape or form. It's responsible for what people describe as having energy or doing what? Wanting to move, because electricity does move mass. It separates it. It can bring them together, but it will not hold two masses that have electrical energy as the predominant energy. It won't hold them together. They will not adhere. Now, when I started looking at this and contemplating it, I was like, oh, this is amazing that electricity changes the shapes of things, causes it to move, and basically separates objects from each other, as opposed to estrogen, which is the magnet generator of the cosmos in the third dimension. And so I'm like, oh, this is very interesting. Magnetism brings about abundance. It brings about mass formation. Now, will they have a really exquisite shape? Not necessarily. Magnetism doesn't focus on shape. Does it? Is it abundant? Yes, it is. Okay. The magnetic field is dominant. The accumulation of mass is endless. So that's what a mountain is. It's a huge accumulation of mass on top of what? A magnetic field. That's what a mountain is. And most people don't know this, but what is the soil or the content that a mountain is made of? And it's known as stardust. What people go around saying is soil is just a term. But literally what it is and how it functions, it is the dust of stars. And when that dust of stars is put in the magnetic field, it produces mass. And when that field of energy is predominantly magnetic, produces large, large, large masses, collections of other matter. Yeah. So that's how we have a mountain. That's why everybody loves being on the mountain, how they feel about it, et cetera. Because to hold that much mass together, you are in a huge magnetic field. Okay? So the magnetic field brings mass together so that we have what? A third dimension. That's why we have these dimensions here, because of this huge magnetic field. Now, the electricity is complementary in that we decided that we only want to have a circle. We don't want just a whole big conglomeration of shapeless mass. And so we can move that, what, electric field in a rotational arch-like manner, and you will have the production of mass that is round. We call that a circle or spherical, because the mass is held together by the predominant magnetic field, but it's contoured by being exposed to an electric field of energy to its peripheral, which is how it becomes rounded. So I bring this to your attention because I do want you to understand that these forces are complementary. They work together to build incredible, beautiful realities. And so when one is dominant over the other, that becomes problematic. And so, you know, we as women should be concerned about what's happening with the Y chromosome, because we need the magnetic energy present in our environment to make sure that shape, form, movement, and what requires movement. Function can't function if you don't have movement. Is available so that what we can create with the agility of our thinking, that the brain can translate that into neurophysiology so that the tissues know what to do, because that is what a thought is. It's giving constant directives to the cells of our body, which then allows the DNA to be manipulated to create in the physical world what it is that we have envisioned in our minds that we want to experience. So, with that said, you've got to have testosterone on the planet for human avatars that have the Y chromosome. So I'm going to talk to you next week more about what is the remedy for this loss of this electric field generator, the Y chromosome, and how it must be brought into balance. Right now, we're suffering from an excess of too much testosterone on this planet, which means there's too much electricity on this planet. So how are we going to bring that into balance? Well, join me next week, and we'll finish that in more discussion. In the meantime, upgrade your brain, expose yourself to sacred geometry, to do so through the Jewel Neuro Redesign Program. Join us at the support PNR.com on our website, neuroredesign.com is our website. And just take a browse around and see all the wonderful things that can happen to your nervous system and to your brain to allow you to be a completely different individual as you've known yourself. See, what you're going to do is learn how great you are, because this new level of brain function and communication is going to happen. So I'll see you next week. Stay tuned next week, this coming week, for Deborah's Healthy Kitchen. You'll hear me on Wednesday. Thursday, we have the best of TJN. And Friday, you'll hear me again. So make sure your friends listen, tune in to me, and remember that I love you very, very much. And we've got to definitely make sure that that Y chromosome stays strong and vital and balanced. So we'll talk more next week. I love you. Bye-bye. And, oh, yeah, in the United States, this is Independence
Thank
Day.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living in Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule and additional information to purchase products, please visit our website, www.jewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewel. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, or transcribed, placed into podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended, or any other internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewel, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast or any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.